Episode 3333, have you set your thought bracket for March Madness?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an extraordinary week? And are you ready for some March Madness? Yes, you basketball lovers, I know you're already downloading your bracket, but you know what? I've got some deeper thoughts for you. Have you set your thought bracket for your March Madness? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss It newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, there's a lot happening at Create Your Now, and we've got a download with this one because you know what? You probably already downloaded March Madness Bracket. Well, we've got a thought bracket for you. So head on over to the show notes, or better yet, just come on over to createyournow.com. We'll have it on there. I think I'm going to try to put it on the front page. If not, reference episode 3333. How can you forget that? It's the month of March of threes. Yes. And you can download your thought bracket. And we're going to kind of walk through this over the next couple of weeks. It's going to be fun. So join in our game of thoughts. Welcome to the ultimate showdown of the year, right? I feel like we just need to have that booming voice happening. While we gear up to root for your favorite teams this March Madness, I'm there. It's time to pause and ponder what will lead you to success in your daily life. Have you set your thought bracket for March Madness? I am a sports girl, you know that, and oh boy, do I love March Madness. I'm not much for watching basketball all the time, but March Madness, yes, I'm all about it. Now, I'm not one who will spend time on gathering my teams and figuring out who I want to win. Like, I won't go through each of them, but I do know who I want to win. Like, I'll tell you the last, like, top, you know, when you get to the Sweet 16 and you get the Final Four and then, I'm all about those. But the initial ones, not so much. But I know there are a lot of people who spend a lot of time on this. And just imagine if we put as much effort into curating our thoughts as we do in picking winning teams. Those basketball teams that mean so much to us because they're really life-changing, aren't they? Now, you know, I'm kind of being a little facetious here, but seriously, we spend a lot of time and I'm all about fun and games, but I'm also about changing your life. This impact, your thought bracket, could be monumental. If you were to recognize what was not working for you, what fails for you, you could make adjustments in real time. You could strum up or map out your own plans. So why not set yourself up for success every day and create your now? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create your now, your thought bracket. Because my friend, you deserve to have a better life. And you can. You can feel good even when things are happening, even when you got water in your house, even when you've got bills to pay, even when you have the kids yelling at you, even when you have a spouse, it's just like, why can't you do it this way? My way is much easier. Even if you have dogs that just, they're tearing things up more than they are being cute puppies, right? I want you to feel successful in your life. I want you to have that better life, even though life happens. But you have to be willing to put in the time, energy, and effort so you can change the thoughts that impact your everyday. Because 80% of your thoughts are negative. And that is just like, mind-blowing. Like, you know, I feel like we need to have an explosion right there. And if we're thinking more negative than we are positive, then why are we thinking? So we've got to train our minds to create our now, to create where you want to be headed. And so download that thought bracket. We're going to have fun with it. There's some instructions there. I've got things that you say to yourself. It's kind of like the enemy, like the team you don't want to play. And then I've got thoughts that you should be saying to yourself, positive. So positive versus negative. And you can have those battles, but you know, sometimes the negative's going to win, but you can make adjustments along the way. And that's what's fun. You have so many thoughts. I want this to be fun. And I want you to move along as the days and weeks go by. I want you to move with this. So sometimes you're going to be moving real fast. It's going to be like one day after the next. And then you're going to have a couple days of a break. Or you'll have maybe 3 days to kind of see how things play out. So it's important for you to really pay attention. And the way you'll do that, number one, is you got to practice mindfulness. You've got to take a pause in your day and observe your thoughts. What are you thinking? You got to think about what you're thinking about. And we don't do that. We just vomit on all over everything and everybody. Whatever comes to mind, oh, it just comes right on out. There is no filter, yet we take time to take those selfies and we figure out all those cool filters to use. I can tell you, I don't know how to use any of them. I have to ask my kids, do you know how to do this? And they're like, yeah, mom, here. I'm like, okay, great, because I don't take time to do that. Because for me, no, it's not worth my energy and effort. But putting my filter on what comes out of my mouth, what comes into my head, the things that I feed my mind, yes, I put a filter on that. Are you? That's how I want you to think. So you got to practice that mindfulness. Mindfulness meditation, right? Simmer down for a moment. Slow down. It's kind of like Dory in Finding Nemo. Well, I think you need to look a little bit slower right here. You know, I feel like we need to have that whale motion happening. We need to be mindful of what we're thinking. And when we're mindful of what we're thinking, wow, you get to choose the thoughts you want to allow in, which means you get to choose who wins on your bracket. But when you're regurgitating what you've heard, when you're just spitting out because you're just whatever upset and the emotion takes over, yeah, that's not practicing mindfulness. That's letting your emotions and your feelings get in your way. And that's where you begin to, well, kind of dissolve a little bit. You have a breakdown. And I don't want you to have a breakdown. I want you to be strong with who you are becoming. Number two, challenge negative thoughts. If you're practicing mindfulness, you're thinking about what you're thinking about, then you can challenge your negative thoughts, right? Just like the teams face tough opponents, our minds often battle negative thoughts. So challenge them by replacing them with affirmations or thoughts of gratitude, thoughts of positivity. What is it? For some people, it's thoughts of scripture. Some of it is songs. There are times that my mind is just kind of going lickety split. And I'll just get a song in my head. Sometimes I make up my own song. I'll have a phrase that comes to mind and I just start going over that and saying it over and over. And pretty soon I add a little beat to it. Sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's fast, sometimes a little bit reggae, whatever it is, a little punch. Sometimes I'm clapping my hands and stomping my feet and got a smile on my face because I'm challenging my negative thoughts. My friend, you've got to be your own cheerleader. Kick the negative thoughts to the curb. You get to decide who wins in your thought bracket. See, that's what's really cool. On the real NCAA, right? Division I team, yeah, we can't do that, right? They play against points, but you can play against yourself. And that's what you're doing. What thought are you going to allow win this game today? And then finally, number three, visualize success. Visualization, whew, it's powerful. It is so powerful. And it's a way you can create a positive mindset. You are setting yourself up for success. It's like setting the stage before you even walk on it. It's knowing who you want to become before you are arriving at becoming that person, right? It's before you walk up. I can remember back to some Dolly Parton conversations that I've heard over the years, really over the decades. And she was one who was, man, her life, if you don't know her life story, go look her up. She's an incredible, incredible, loving, giving woman. And she has come through a lot in her lifetime. And what she's overcome within her childhood and then leading up into her adulthood, amazing. Amazing how she is who she is. But because of what happened to her, she is who she is. But she did not let what happened to her define her. She kicked those negative thoughts to the curb. She visualized who she wanted to become. And she set the stage accordingly and made the changes needed. And then she would walk that stage every day in her mind until it became a reality for her. Imagine yourself achieving your goals. Set your stage and watch how it shapes your reality. You know, we're talking about basketball, right? Got to talk about John Wooden. He said, make each day your masterpiece. My friend, your thoughts lay the foundation for that masterpiece. If you keep talking CRAP to yourself, what do you think you're going to be dishing out? CRAP. Don't do it. Your thoughts are the architects of your reality. That's how you build your day, is with your thoughts. Your thoughts are the architects of your reality. So if you're one who says, gosh, I want to keep building the right way, as Coach K says, and his last name, yeah, just go look in the show notes. It'll be a lot easier because I don't want to butcher his name. It's a cool name. But he said, what you are thinking is what you are becoming. So aim high with your thought bracket and witness the transformation in your life. Right? Build upon who you want to become. Don't stick to where you are. Change is a constant. And remember, your thoughts are the architects of your reality. So what are you building today? Are you building something that you want to, you know, actually live in for the rest of your life? Is that the stage that you're setting? Would Dolly Parton want to come visit your stage? Or maybe you're like, yeah, no, I don't even want to visit my stage. Then change it. You don't have to stay where you are. Acknowledge where you are. Love yourself where you're at. But be willing to say, you know what? I can make the changes. Get your thought bracket downloaded and let's do some mindfulness when it comes to embracing your success in your everyday life. Come on, my friend. Get ready to root for the winning team. And my friend, that is you. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.